On Sunday, January 20th, Alaska Airlines Flight 64 made its scheduled stops in Juneau and Petersburg, then overheaded Wrangell and performed an emergency landing in Ketchikan. On Saturday, January 26th, less than 1 week later, Alaska Airlines Flight 64 made all scheduled stops, but again had to perform an emergency landing in Ketchikan. The cause of both emergency landings was not weather-related, as is typical in Southeast. It was an issue with the wing flaps. Alaska Airlines spokesperson Paul McElroy.
The flaps, which are on the trailing edge of the wing, extended, but not as fully as they should have, which means that the aircraft takes a little bit longer distance to land. So in both cases, the captains elected to declare an emergency, which is standard procedure. Ketchikan Airport deployed emergency equipment just to stand by. But in both cases, the aircraft did land normally. There were no injuries to passengers.
According to McElroy, both incidents involved the same model. They were both 737-400 combis, but they were different aircrafts. Flight 64 on January 20th was on its approach into Wrangell when the problem with the wing flaps was first discovered. The captain of the flight chose to divert from Wrangell and land in Ketchikan due to Ketchikan's longer runway. The aircraft was then ferried to Anchorage for maintenance. Wrangell passengers were put on northbound Flight 69, which made a special stop in Wrangell that night. Flight 64 on January 26th was on its approach into Ketchikan when the same problem was first discovered. In that instance, Alaska Airlines had maintenance technicians flown into Ketchikan to fix the aircraft there. In both cases, the wing flaps did not fully deploy due to a problem with the hardware.
We conducted an inspection and identified a hardware wear issue that was interfering with the proper operation of the flaps. Once the second incident occurred, we identified the issue and, as a precaution, are instituting inspections tonight on all of our 737-400s to make sure that that issue does not exist in any other aircraft.
McElroy explains why this precaution wasn't taken sooner after the first emergency landing in Ketchikan.
When the incident on the 20th occurred, we inspected the aircraft, identified the issue, and resolved it, but at that point had no indication that it might be occurring on any other aircraft. When the incident occurred on the 26th, now we've got a second aircraft with a similar issue, so as a precaution, we would certainly want to go ahead and look at all of our other aircraft with the same design.
That was Paul McElroy, spokesperson for Alaska Airlines, who says safety is their number one priority. And this is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.